Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
4:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve, and that is a good thing. Yes, it actually is. Now, having said that, we got a lot of stuff we're going to be dealing with. There is a decision, a verdict out of Dinwiddie, and that is about the Ivo Otieno matter. Otieno, I apologize if I'm mispronouncing. I know I'm mispronouncing it. Ivo Otieno. The security worker from the state hospital was found not guilty. That's not the only matter, as you know. There are some other folks who have been charged. And at 4:35, we've got Jason Johnson joining us from the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund. Because Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund has voted to take up the matter of one of the deputy sheriffs who is involved in all of this. So that's we'll see how that goes. I don't know. We'll see how that goes. But again, 4:35. Dr. Keith Abel is going to be here at 5:35. Now, there's a lot of stuff that you and I clearly are dealing with, a lot of stuff that we are talking about, we have to talk about, things that are quite concerning. I should start with you. A little snippet that, I just thought was great, and I know you're gonna think it sounds a little weird, but it doesn't. At least to me, Bill Maher had Al Franken on. Now, Al Franken, you may recall, a former senator from Minnesota. Minnesota seems to produce a lot of screwballs. Al Franken, also a Saturday Night Live guy. Al Franken, also a terribly failed talk show host. Do you remember Air America? Oh, what a disaster that was, right? Where there's a lot of money. Oh, make no mistake. A lot of money at Air America. And they brought in Al Franken for some reason that, boggles the mind. But Al Franken has, I guess, sort of regenerated his pseudo-career, his post-comedy career. Remember, he was kicked out of the Senate. What was it? He was groping a woman. And it was an old photo. I remember this now. There was a woman who had fallen asleep on a flight somewhere. Maybe it was a USO tour, something like that. Don't quote me on that, but I do recall the photo, and he's making like a goofy face, like he's going to grope her. I don't know that he did or not, but that was enough. That was enough, and it was very much during that whole Me Too movement. So he's gone, but I guess he's trying to come back. So, long story short, I know I'm just making it longer, but he's on with Bill Maher, and it is priceless. This exchange is priceless. Cut number 3.
Chinese TVs, okay?
Why don't we say cars? Because that's what we're actually doing under the Biden administration.
Okay.
100% tariffs on Chinese cars. Why doesn't it not work only for Republicans? I don't get it, because this is what Biden is doing.
I just want to get the concept of what a tariff is. I'm going to use a different example. I'm going to use televisions, okay? Let's say, according to Trump, China pays the tariff. China doesn't pay the tariff.
But let's say it's cars.
Yes, let's say.
Why doesn't it work the same way? Why isn't it a bad idea when the Democrats are doing it? We have to protect our own makers here.
Well, in that case, damn it, Biden's wrong.
There you go. Was that so hard? Let's not play team sports.
Wow. I know Bill Maher's a lot of things. I know. But let me tell you something. Bill Maher is actually calling out the leftists. Now, you notice I didn't say the liberals. Because Bill Maher will tell you to this day, he's still a liberal. He's still a classic liberal. He's absolutely, totally, thoroughly disgusted with the Democrats because they have left liberalism behind. They have.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Liberalism behind and embraced this extremist ideology. It's just awful. And he knows that if you are standing with the people who hate the Jews, that's probably not a good thing to do. If you are standing with these pro-terrorists who are getting ready just 4 days from now to hold events all over the country. Oh, October the 7th is going to be a major day for all the wrong reasons in a lot of places. You and I probably thinking, October the 7th, the one-year anniversary of these the savages invading Israel and slaughtering. They weren't fighting them. They were slaughtering people. It's 1 year. I mean, it's amazing to think it's a year ago. There's still hostages being held. Our biggest, strongest, most direct Richmond connection was Hirsch. And we know that he was maimed, he was kidnapped, and he was murdered at the hands of these terrorists shortly before he probably would have been rescued by the IDF. It's horrific. I hope that this doesn't fade out of memory, the idea that there are still so many people being held hostage in Gaza. Now, everybody wants to beat up on Bibi Netanyahu, it seems, starting with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, or Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, whichever way you want to slice it. Joe Biden says, even though Iran just launched 200 missiles at Israel, Israel should not hit the Iranian nuclear facilities. Why? Why would you not hit the nuclear facilities? If they are able to launch the hypersonic missiles, which they did, and we know that they are less than a year away from being able to have nuclear missiles that will hit anywhere in the Middle East. I mean, you can continue to hate the Jews if you want and still say, gosh, we don't want Iran to have nuclear missiles, do we? If you're in Jordan, wouldn't you be concerned? If you're in Egypt, wouldn't you be concerned? Saudi Arabia? I mean, Qatar might be the only place that goes, eh, what are you going to do? Abu Dhabi? Dubai? I mean, I can keep going down the list if you want, but you get what I'm saying, right? Bibi Netanyahu, I've said it before, I say it again, Bibi Netanyahu understands that the survival of the Jewish people now rests on his shoulders. And he is not, under any circumstances, going to do anything less, offer anything less than 100% in his efforts to keep the Jewish people alive. And Joe Biden, this buffoon, says that Israel should not hit Iran's nuclear facilities. I guess one of the reasons that Joe Biden says that Israel shouldn't hit the facilities is because Joe Biden has given them billions of dollars to rebuild their program. I mean, if you think about it, that's American money right there. So, yeah, sure. 200 people dead as a result of Hurricane Helene. FEMA says, well, each of you can get $750 if you can figure out how to get to us. Oh, and by the way, that's it. We're out of money. Mayorkas today said, we're out of money. FEMA has no money. Well, maybe if you ask the 12 million illegal aliens you welcomed with open arms into the country and provided with all sorts of resources and presents and prizes, maybe you can get some money back from them. Maybe you can ask some of the cartels that now control our border, thanks to you, if they'd be willing to pony up, you know, a couple of bucks. Maybe they could write it off their taxes. Charitable contribution to the United States of America. Maybe. It's outrageous, I know. Absolutely. Absolutely. Outrageous. I don't know if we still got any tickets left for Politics and Pints. I'm going to ask you to do the heavy lifting on this because I don't know. But if we do, you're going to find them over at WRVA.com. WRVA.com. I hope we have a couple left and you'll be able to grab a ticket or two and join us. It's October the 16th. Now we're like 2 weeks away at the Hopewell, the historic Beacon Theater. Now, I'm going to remind you, the whole goal of this when we put it together 5 years ago is that we keep moving it around Central Virginia. So this is actually going to be the third time in a row we're at the Beacon Theater. That leads me to believe it'll be the last time we're at the Beacon Theater for a while. So if you're in that neck of the woods, you know, Prince George, the Tri-Cities, etc., Southern Chesterfield, good time to get those tickets, WRVA.com. 415, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.